The reason I found that I made so many bad choices in men, including my husband, was because I had shut my heart down. And I had done that to protect myself, which is very, very common. And as a result, I really was in a lot more pain because I was in the wrong relationships. And I wasn't able to really access my internal strength, which is really what we need to attract our best partner.
And I'm so excited to have Sandy Wiener back. Welcome, Sandy.
Hey, Iris. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're with us because you're going to talk to us how you shouldn't live your life like a Tootsie Pop. I'm really excited to hear what that's all about because I know that you did a TEDx talk that talked about how you lived your life like a Tootsie Pop. So can you explain what that means?
Sure. So this is actually that little Tootsie Pop thing came to me when I was dating a guy who told me he was like a Tootsie Pop, or I think he said he was like a Tootsie Pop. He was hard on the outside and really soft and mushy on the inside. And I thought, wow, that's such a great metaphor for man. Like, we like those tough macho guys who have that soft heart on the inside. And then I had like this light bulb go off, where I said, hey, wait a minute, I'm the freaking Tootsie Pop, and that's not attractive on a woman. And it's like the opposite of what we should be. And I had this amazing opportunity to present a TEDx talk, and I used that as the foundation of the talk, and it is sort of, I would say, the foundation of the work I do and the work I've done on myself. So there was a journey from hardening my heart because of past pain, that every time I got hurt, I would just put another layer over my heart like a big, big fat Tootsie Pop. And for those of you from other countries who have no idea what I'm talking about, because I realize this is really kind of an American thing, that a Tootsie Pop is it's taffy or toffee on the inside. It's kind of mushy chocolate toffee. And then the outside is a hard layer. It's a bunch of layers. Of hard candy, and you're supposed to lick and lick and lick the candy and get to the center, this soft, mushy center. So the reason I found that I made so many bad choices in men, including my husband, was because I had shut my heart down. And I had done that to protect myself, which is very, very common. And as a result, I really was in a lot more pain because I was in the wrong relationships, and I wasn't able to really access my internal strength, which is really what we need to attract our best partner. So it's what I call the Heath Bar approach to dating, which is a Heath Bar, for those who don't know, is a I don't know what's it called, that strong toffee center. It's like a crispy toffee center with a soft chocolate outside. And so what I like about the metaphor of the candy also is that there is a sweetness that we need to have when we're dating and we want to really connect with vulnerability. And so many people say, just, you know, let go of your fears and just open up. And it's scary as hell to open up if you don't have the internal strength. And the internal strength is from your values, knowing who you are, knowing what your standards are. I mean, there's so much to this, and we can definitely go further, but that's what the Tootsie Pop is.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a great metaphor, you know, and obviously I'm in Canada, but it's the same kind of culture where we understand that tough on the outside, soft on the inside. But I would love for you to explain, why do women get to that place where they've hardened the outside, and what is it that they can do to become more vulnerable, to become that woman that a man's attracted to?
Yeah, we want to be that Heath Bar where we're stronger on the inside and softer on the outside. And the way to do that is, well, first of all, why do women harden their hearts? I think we all, you know, this is not a gender specific thing. We all take our pain and we interpret it, and we have this internal need to stay safe. And I think for women more than men, safety is one of our basic core needs, that we need safety more than almost anything. So we need emotional safety, we need physical safety. And in order to stay safe, we put a guard up. You're not going to hurt me. So we don't really take away the right lessons from our failed relationships. And so instead of learning from them and growing and finding out what in me caused this relationship to fail, what can I learn from this? We harden our hearts and we get tougher. And for me, it was sarcasm, snippiness, deciding to marry my husband with my head and not my heart. Really just, that was the safe part, the head. The heart was too vulnerable. And I did it after the last guy that I fell in love with that I thought, oh my God, this is it. And he hurt me so badly by choosing another woman. And so I just, that was the lesson I learned. Stay tough. And so, yeah, it's so important to, we can't connect unless we're vulnerable, unless we can really open our hearts. But we do need to gain the internal strength to do it. So part of gaining that strength means really to identify your core needs. What is it that you need to function well in this world? We have physical needs, we have spiritual needs, we have emotional needs, and we have sexual needs. We have all kinds of needs, and we need to pay attention to those core needs through our self-care, through stating our needs to other people. If somebody asks you to do something and it's going to interfere with a core need of yours, the ability to say no, the ability to say yes to things that get you out of your comfort zone so that you will try new things and live a more exciting, fulfilling life. These are all things that I've done in my own life since my divorce to really come out of this little Tootsie Pop shell and to show up, to speak up, to show up. So if you know your standards and you've identified what those are, and so we can talk about like sexual standards, you know that you don't want to get hurt sexually. So what do you need to do to protect your heart in a relationship sexually? You need to get to know somebody at your pace, and you need to be able to say that to a man, that I really like you, and I know that for me, there's a part of me that would love to jump into bed with you right now because I'm attracted to you, but I know that hasn't worked out well for me in the past. So what I really need to do is take my time. So by practicing those, boundaries and speaking up in a kind way, not in a connected way, not in a harsh way, we start to strengthen our resolve. We start to trust our instincts more. And then we don't second guess whether the man is right for us or wrong for us. And we're able to open up and be more vulnerable.
Yeah, I really loved a couple things. One, that you've shared what you've gone through and the pains and the heartbreak. And I'm sure a lot of women can relate to that. And I also really appreciate that you talked about how to move from your head down into your heart and what it takes. Because so many of us live up here making decisions, rationalizing. And I always say we can make a decision for and against something within like 10 seconds when we use our head. And what you're talking about is really dropping into your heart and keeping yourself safe and being in that feminine place where you're open to a man, but you're still keeping yourself safe.
Yeah, we need the safety, and but we can't get it by being guarded. And one of the things that men, especially at the age of the clients that I work with, women over 40, older men are much more connected to their hearts. They're much more connected to their emotional life, and they want a woman that, like a mature older man, wants a woman that he can connect with in this way, in a vulnerable way, in a way that's not guarded. If he has to work too hard to knock down your guards, he's not going to do it. He's going to move on to a woman who knows herself and loves herself and is able to say, you know what, this is uncomfortable for me, or I'm feeling really scared right now. And like, it's okay to say those things. It's actually endearing to the right man. He will appreciate you for being emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah, and what I love about what you just said is that it's also an opportunity for a woman, when she speaks what's going on for her, to really gauge whether the man can respond to her or not.
Yeah, we learn so much by speaking up, because what most women do is they make assumptions. They make judgments about men, quick judgments. And when we do that, we don't really understand what, you know, first of all, we don't give men the benefit of the doubt. We don't, a lot of women don't even think men can have emotions. So when you do speak up and speak your needs, you do give the men an opportunity to show up, and you'll learn so much. And the earlier you learn it, the better.
All right, so you touched on something called core needs, and for women that aren't familiar with that and what that means, or even what their own core needs are, could you just maybe give us an example or two of what that could be?
Let's say your core need is creativity. You have a need to be creative, because that's a big one for me. And creativity for me shows up in how I create coaching programs. It shows up in my art. I've been an artist my whole life. It shows up in my writing. And so creative expression is really important to me. Open, being open with people. And so if you, you know, you really value creativity and you're with somebody who doesn't, or who doesn't, who shuts you down when you're being creative or judges your creativity, then they're actually not a good match for you. So that's one. You know, there are so many. I'm just kind of drawing a blank right now. What's one of yours, Iris?
Spontaneity. Like, I really need to be able, I'm organized and I have plans, but I need to be able to say, oh, let's go down to the beach, or let's go down for a walk in the park, or, you know, let's cook this for dinner. I mean, there are little spontaneous things. Or, you know, one day I decided I need to go away. So I think 3 days later, I looked online on the Friday, and on Monday I booked my trip to Guatemala. So I need someone who's able to be flexible, to be able to shift things. Because in the last relationship, it was really difficult because things had to be planned so far ahead. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it created so much tension for me, and that I couldn't be that spontaneous Iris.
What I love about what you said is that it didn't work for you in that relationship. And that's the spontaneity that you have, is a sense of freedom and being able to just take off whenever you want. And so for somebody else, spontaneity would be a totally different thing altogether. And that's why it's important to know what it is to you. And you know, with the right fit partner, they're willing to, they respect and they cherish those parts of us that are important to us. I've had, you know, for me, it's also about like the being open-minded, not being judgmental or fixed in your thinking. And that's a really important thing to me, compassionate communication. So knowing that somebody is willing to speak to me in a compassionate way, that it's okay to not agree on things. It's actually healthy not to agree on everything, but to say, I'm right and you're wrong, so just shut up, that's not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. So it's things like that where you know that rigidity is not good for you, because you're not a rigid person. And the more clear you can be with your top five of those, the better your relationship is going to be, both with yourself and with others, because people will know how to treat you because you're already treating yourself and honoring the values that are important to you.
All right. So I know that you have a really powerful exercise to help women let go of some pain from their past. Could you take us through that?
Sure. So I'm going to take you through it, Iris.
Okay.
I work very much in a way that takes you out of your head and into your heart. So this is really kind of echoing what we've spoken about before. And this is based on the Sonoma method. If you're having trouble detaching from the past, or from the pain of the past, so let's say you had a boyfriend and you're still holding on to the pain of an ex. So the way to do this, and first I'm going to take you through a physical exercise, and then I'm going to walk you through what to do when you don't have the physical piece to do it with. So once you've done it once physically, it imprints in your brain, and then you can do it without it. So for now, I like to use a ball, but Iris, what do you have here to hold in your hand?
Take a pen.
Okay. So So for the people listening at home, find an object that you can hold in your hand, in your palm. And this object represents something or somebody that you're holding on to and you're having trouble letting go of. And your hand is going to represent your intuition, your inner knowing. So I want you to take the object in your hand and squeeze it really tightly. Okay, a little tighter. And now open your palm and just let the object roll back and forth in your hand, feeling it roll across your fingers. And in doing that, you realize that it's just an object and it's not connected to your hand at all. It's really floating. So, you know, when you're feeling so attached to pain and you realize that it's not you, it's a thought. It's something that you're holding. And you have the ability to let it go and to separate it from you. And so when you're ready, you can just simply drop it on the floor and let it go. That may feel really simplistic at this point. And so what you're going to do is you're going to practice every time these thoughts come up. You're going to notice and allow any feelings or sensations to just be here with you. And then welcome the feelings with pictures, anything that comes with it. And then ask yourself, can I let that feeling go? Can I let it go? So you're asking yourself, are you capable of letting it go? And because you just dropped the object a moment ago, you know that you are capable of separating and letting go. And then ask yourself, are you willing to? Are you willing to let this go? And then invite yourself to decide to let it go. So it's just a repeating of the process over and over to just, it's, and you don't even have to say, oh my God, but he hurt me and all that stuff. You're just saying, I'm not attached to this. This is not me. It's a thought that I keep on having and I need to release it to make room for the right person to come into my life.
What I really love about that is it really helps the people that are watching see their thoughts not being part of themselves, but to separate from it. Just because we have a thought that we're not good enough, we're ugly, we're too heavy, whatever all those not good enough thoughts or all the thoughts of he hurt me, he betrayed me, he chose somebody else, that we have the option to let it go, to let it be separate from us. Often in my experience, and I'm sure in yours, is people hang on to their thoughts as though they're real and they're an integral part of themselves. And you're actually teaching us to separate and let go. And I feel like that's where the inner peace comes.
Yeah, and so many people stay so tethered to their pain. I once interviewed somebody on my radio show who spoke about an aunt that she had who couldn't let go of her anger at her ex-husband. And she just said, to my dying day, I will never date another man just to show him up. You know, it was just like, he could care less. He had moved on and she was holding on to this as revenge, which is like drinking poison and hoping somebody else dies, you know, that old saying. And so it's just, you're only hurting yourself when you keep holding on. And I know because I held on to pain for so long and I kept up those guards for so long. And it was really, that was what was preventing me from connecting to men. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't think that I was pretty enough, you know, good enough. And when I look back at pictures of me in my 20s, when I was in the best physical shape I've ever been in, and I was working out every day, I had muscles and I had this beautiful skin, and I didn't appreciate any of it. You know, it was never enough. And so I had this snarky personality, and of course I wasn't going to attract in a good guy, because, you know, we really do attract in people at the level that we are, at the level of confidence, at the level of self-worth that we are. And the more we increase our worth, the more we really own it and let go of the past pain, the more we're going to really draw in the right people.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Amazon Music Unlimited. You can listen to over 70 million songs and thousands of playlists and stations. Plus, you can now stream your favorite podcasts like Last First Date Radio. You can listen to any song, anytime, anywhere, on any of your devices. Get Amazon Music Unlimited for free for 30 days. Just head on over to getamazonmusic.com/lastfirstdate to learn more and claim this offer.
I actually want to touch on something you said earlier. You know, when you had me hold on to the pain, or to the pen, isn't that funny? You had me hold on to the pen, and then you wanted me to let go of the pain, and you said, are you capable of letting it go? My first thought was like, I'm capable of it, but am I willing to? So, you know, for women who come across that attachment, I'm not so sure I'm willing to let it go. What would you say to do with that?
What benefit are you gaining from holding on to it? And I think when you start to really look at yourself and say, you know, what's the benefit and then what's the cost of holding on to it? I think both of those questions are good to ask yourself.
I'm actually just writing it down. What would the benefit and the cost be of you holding on to an old pain?
Yeah.
That's a great wake-up call to see what we hang on to and what it, how it serves us, and does it really serve us anymore?
Yeah, a lot of people are addicted to pain. They're addicted to suffering, and they gain a certain amount of recognition for complaining, for being the martyr. And I remember that realization when I was going through coaching certification, and it was like, people are addicted to suffering? Yeah. So I know a lot of people like that, and I have family members like that, and it's hard to listen. I've been on dates with men who said, I have no choice. I just, you know, this just happened, and I had to raise my children alone, and I had no choice, and I have to run my business alone. I have no choice. And I'm like, yeah, you do. You have choices. You know, every choice we make is serving a need. And, you know, so if you look at back to the core needs, you know, is this serving me or not? And I like to just ask a simple, is this draining me or energizing me? Is this, you know, because there are things that are you going to add to your life, or are they going to take away from your life? And if it's draining you, then you got to really let it go.
All right, so I know that you've put together a special free offer for our viewers. For those of you watching, right below the video is a link. Make sure you click on it. Could you tell us about your free offer?
Yes, it's a guide to letting go of those fears that are holding you back in dating and relationships. And there are many components to it. It's quite comprehensive. There are exercises in there. It's something I've never given away before. And it was part of a course that I actually have for sale on my website. So I decided to gift this to everybody as my gift to you.
Well, thank you so much for your generosity. I know that you've put together this talk today just for our summit, so I appreciate it. And my last question to you, Sandy, is if there was one thing you would hope our viewers come away with, what would that be?
Become a Heath Bar. Really let go of those layers of guarding that are guarding your heart, because even though it might feel scary right now, when you really grow internally and strengthen inside, you'll be able to open beautifully, like opening petals, and there's so much beauty in that connection that you're capable of.
I really love that, and I'm going to invite you, if you haven't clicked yet, make sure you go below the video, click the free offer. And with that, Sandy, I want to say thank you so much for the time that you've given us, for this free offer, the very generous free offer you've given us, and for the difference you make in the world and in my world.
Thank you, Iris.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application.